Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast press release.
Persecution of Muslim da'wah carriers is a non-Islamic act that will lead to punishment in this world and the hereafter. The intelligence officials of the ruling regime of Afghanistan, after arresting the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir in Kabul, Pattaya, Herat, and Helmand provinces, have tortured them badly. As a result of severe physical and mental torture, one Dawa carrier from Pattaya province has been plagued with severe mental disorder, and two others from Herat and Helmand provinces have suffered partial hearing loss. Besides, earlier this week, three of the Dawa carriers were dismissed from their duties in government offices for the so-called crime of calling for the Khilafah, and then later harassed by being observed, and in one case, they even stormed the house of his father-in-law because he visited him. These cases are only some examples of hundreds of cases that the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir have been suffering from under the current ruling regime in the last 34 months. While condemning the persecution and discrimination against the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir, we sincerely warn those officials of the current regime involved in such actions to stop this great fitna that bears no good consequences, and we also warn the sincere elements of the current regime not to allow some officials to ignite fitna among Muslims by their mistreatment. Because the fire of fitna will harm everyone. In fact, remaining silent at the time of fitna, as well as abandoning the enjoining of virtue and forbidding the vice, causes widespread fitna and oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anfal, verse 25,
وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ.
Beware of a fitna that will not only affect the wrongdoers among you, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. The question is, for what crime have the da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir been detained and tortured so cruelly? Were they involved in criminal acts? Murder? Theft? Kidnapping? Were they arrested on charges of bribery and corruption? Were they acting as robbers or bandits? Are they spies and mercenaries of the West? No. The da'wah carriers of Hizb Tahrir have been detained and tortured simply because of their struggle to proclaim an obligation. They are the ones who are struggling for the glory and the awakening of the ummah. It is a mystery since when and based on what Sharia principles the above-mentioned struggles have been defined as a crime. While under the umbrella of a regime calling itself Islamic, the collective measures and duties should be encouraged. But unfortunately, the corrupt individuals, manipulators, destroyers of the regime, Western diplomats and spies, and those who openly commit crimes against Islam, operate freely in Afghanistan. But the da'wah carriers are the ones put into prison. Those officials of the regime who, without knowing the reality, implacably confronting the idea of Khilafah and its da'wah carriers, are heading to a wrong path. The Khilafah is not an idea that's been created by Hizb Tahrir. It is a concept that is deeply rooted in the Holy Quran, Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the history of the Muslims. Any attempt to eradicate the idea of the Khilafah is blatant enmity towards Islam. In fact, those who engage in such acts are the most dangerous people to Islam, to the ruling regime and the society. These officials should stop what their ego, hawa and nafs, and shaitan adorns for them, because any enmity with the idea of Khilafah and persecuting and torturing the da'wah carriers will provoke the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the anger of the true believer.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقُ.
Verily, those who put into trial the believing men and believing women by torturing them and do not turn in repentance to Allah, then they will have the torment of hell and they will have the punishment of the burning fire. Surah Al-Buruj, verse 10.
Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan.